2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Even though if the right word is charged with, what does the NCAA say?
Yeah, the situation here, Jeff, is kind of a unique situation. It's one of a kind, even. Yoeli Childs, at the end of his junior season last year, declared for the NBA draft and hired an agent. Now, that's fine. You can get an agent and still come back to college basketball. The issue was that he filed paperwork before informing the NCAA that he was getting an agent. So it's kind of a unique situation that's one of a kind, and that's left Yoeli Childs now ineligible for the first nine games of next season.
All right, you'll hear more from Mitch Harper tomorrow, Cougar Sports Saturday. Yoeli Childs suspended for nine games by the NCAA. KSL News Time, 4:43 Friday afternoon. KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Blame a lot of rain in a short amount of time for wreaking havoc in a half dozen Utah canyons overnight, most of them still covered with huge debris fields. I'm Simone Cycli.
Second, South Korea says North Korea has fired two more projectiles into the sea. This is the second such firing this week, the fifth such test in the past 2 weeks. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Right now, I'm looking at a new accident in Utah County on I-15. This is southbound at about 1200 North. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. You also want to expect delays getting into Utah County, southbound I-15, rounding the point of the mountain down to Lehigh Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up storms continue across Utah, but drier air moving in for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 84 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 4:47. Time now for the in-depth. The integrity of a poll conducted by the Salt Lake Tribune and the Hinckley Institute of Politics is being called into question today. This is a poll on the Salt Lake City mayoral race that we told you about just a few short days ago. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has been following the story this afternoon, and he's joining us live. So, Nick, what's up with this poll?
Well, first of all, we have to thank the Deseret News and specifically reporter Katie McKellar for bringing this information to us. So essentially what Katie says in her piece written up today is that the poll showed Jim DeBacchus losing some of his lead in the race, but the Tribune says it realized nearly 60 people who participated in that poll didn't actually live in the city. They weren't Salt Lake City residents. And the paper found out by calling some of the participants to ask some follow-up questions and discovered the problem. The paper's editor, Jennifer Napier Pierce, says either its call center or the pollster really fell short.
So this poll had said that DeBacchus was losing some of his lead, that the race was tightening for Salt Lake mayor as the voting gets ever closer. And maybe that's the case, maybe not, just it's bad data.
Well, they actually retooled the results of this poll. They took out these 57 votes, which didn't actually qualify because they didn't live within Salt Lake City, and there actually wasn't much of a statistical difference. Jim DeBacchus is still at the top of the heap. You had Senator Luis Escamilla, as well as City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall, both gaining a point, and I believe they're kind of tied or at least close in the second and third positions.
Okay, and how many people were involved in this poll?
Exactly 444 people, so it wasn't a huge poll necessarily, but it was conducted by Dan Jones and Associates, and they're normally a reliable gold standard for polling in this area, but apparently the poll didn't actually ask respondents if they live in Salt Lake City, so that could have been part of the problem.
It's an oversight, but the transparency has to be appreciated, especially in a world where everybody's always doubting the results of polls.
Right, right. And I do think the Salt Lake Tribune is due some credit because they, as soon as they learned, as far as I understand the situation, they came out and said, hey, just so you know, the poll information was a little bit skewed. We took out these 57 votes, and here's what actually happened. They even went as far as explaining how the problem was discovered and what ultimately led up to it.
I'm pretty sure they'll ask the question next time, do you live in... Right. KSL News Time, 4:49. Thank you, Nick Wyatt. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever, and here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15, we have Maybe a lighter than normal commute, especially for a Friday. Enjoy it while you can. It's still a little slow and go as you go between 33rd South and 72nd. Northbound I-15, slowdowns are waiting for you between 146 South into Midvale. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, delays starting at 5600 West into Magna. Michelle?
Well, it's pretty slow as you're headed southbound on Bangor Highway going through the Taylorsville area. Other than that, you're in pretty good shape on Bangor. Southbound I-15 into Utah County, picking the slowdowns up just past 146 South down to Lehigh's Main Street, more slowing Pleasant Grove. And Highway 6 is still closed both directions between Helper and Thistle. Mark?
Sluggish, but manageable, leaving downtown Salt Lake City up to the North Interchange, getting to Davis County. Then it's crunch time the rest of the way between Lagoon Farmington, North I-15. Struggling up to SR-193 Clearfield. Now, in the midst of all of that, the worst of the traffic really struggles at Burton Lane. Again, around Layton Parkway, Highway 89. Very heavy getting up into Fruit Heights. Again, approaching SR-193 to I-84. Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is here. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 20th. Get all of the details at snowbird.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. A good looking 7-day forecast. We do have some clouds this afternoon and a few isolated storms still hanging on, but those will dissipate overnight. Look for a low of 67. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. South winds 20 to 25 miles an hour tomorrow on Saturday with a high of 93. And then a weak cool front nudges across the area Saturday night. It'll be a dry front, so we're not anticipating storminess, but it will bring in some cooler air. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s with sunshine all the way through Monday afternoon. 90s return on Tuesday, low to mid-90s for next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We've warmed up to 84 degrees in Salt Lake City, 451.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
People, keep up.
Shane.
Hey guys, it's Rorden Shane.
One of the reasons customers come back to Shane Company year after year is because they know they're getting the best value on fine jewelry.
We're known for our superior standards. We only sell real diamonds, formed in nature, not in a laboratory, because only real diamonds hold their value over time, their financial value, and their sentimental value. Any day I can walk over to your typical jewelry store and see tons of jewelry with synthetic stones, which continue to plummet in value. At Shane Company, we'd never sell you a synthetic stone. Authenticity and transparency are important to our family in everything we sell, including our natural rubies and sapphires and our pearls. They're all genuine.
Your Shane Company jewelry is a true lasting value. When you pass it down to the next generation, you can be proud knowing that you're giving your loved one something real. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's all about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
It's about time someone offered you a complete custom bathroom designed for stylish independent living in just 3 days. It's about time someone offered you a written, unconditional 100% satisfaction guarantee on both their quality and craftsmanship. It's about time someone helped you design a safe and stylish bathroom with the luxury of a walk-in tub or the convenience of an easy entry shower. Whether you have an immediate safety need or you just want to prepare for an independent future in your own home, check them out on the web at 3daykitchen.com or call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free design consultation today. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's about time.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Back to school season is here, and at IFA Country Stores, you'll save big on all the brands and styles your kids want to wear this year. Come in for great deals like buy two, get one free Wrangler jeans and 15% off all footwear for the entire family. Save on top brands like Ariat, Justin, Twisted X, American Fighter, and more. Don't miss out on all the back-to-school savings at your local IFA Country Store, helping to grow the things you love.
My mom was a guiding light, a light that shone brightest when wearing bell-bottoms under a disco ball. I know Mom wouldn't want us to cry now. She'd want us to dance. Who's with me?
We all want to be remembered for what makes us, us. Wasatch Lawn Mortuary and Memorial Park, or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Amazon is investigating whether Amazon Echoes are being built by children in China. China Labor Watch claims that Foxconn is illegally hiring children young as age 16 to work the overnight shift on the Echo assembly line. KSL drives. A bear in Colorado has demolished the interior of a car after getting locked inside. The bear got locked into the car and, oops, apparently locked the doors himself. Here's the part you didn't know. Bear break-ins are covered by insurance. Apple has designed super-duper iPhones. They're distributing these to hackers. It's to make it easier for the hackers to find iPhone security flaws. If they do, the bug bounty runs as high as $1 million a flaw. On Wall Street today, a flawed finish. The Dow gave back 90 points. We closed the week at 26,287. The S&P 500 fell 19 points. The NASDAQ composite dropped 80. Tech and retail companies lost the most. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Walmart all suffered today. We have the 5 o'clock report on the way. We'll check your traffic in just a moment. KSL News Time, 4:56.